On May 6th, voters in Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, and Ypsilanti Township will decide a tax issue that, if approved, will expand service offerings from the Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority. It's a 0.7 mil tax question, and the measure has spawned creation of two groups, one supporting the millage, the other opposing. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Today, we're going to take a look at the potential environmental impact of expanded bus service and other potential public transportation options in the county. My guest is the Executive Director of the Ecology Center, Mike Garfield. Welcome back to WEMU.
Thanks, David. Great to be here.
I just want to be clear from the outset, so we're not trying to pass anything along that might be disingenuous, but this tax proposal is a measure you both personally and professionally support, correct?
That's right. It is the most important thing that we can do right now in Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti for the environment. It's why I support it personally and why the Ecology Center is one of the organizations leading the campaign to pass the millage.
Why so passionate about your support?
Like I said, this is the number one thing we can do. The plan, as you said, adds new routes. It extends some routes and weekend service. It extends dial-a-ride service. It provides more buses, more places, more often. And when you look at the kind of impacts that it would have on the environment, it makes a dramatic improvement in the community. The proposal will reduce our climate impacts. It will reduce air and water pollution. It will reduce traffic and parking problems in the area. It is the number one thing we can do for the environment right now in Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti.
Now, in the bigger picture, the tax measure and the amount of service expansion we're talking about, wouldn't it really amount to a blip on the screen in addressing the issue of carbon pollution?
No, hardly. The estimates of the impact on climate emissions have been made on this, and they're significant. You know, when you look at the problem of climate change, what we need to do is reduce fossil fuel usage. In Washtenaw County and nationwide, the largest source of climate emissions are transportation. It's about one third nationally and in Washtenaw County. This proposal is estimated to take 1,000 cars off the road, or have the impact of taking 1,000 cars off the road, and it would save about 3,600 tons of carbon emissions per year. If you compare that to the other sorts of things that are being looked at to reduce climate emissions in these communities, it is one of the things that would have the greatest impact. The Ecology Center has been working with the City of Ann Arbor on its climate action plan, and there are a number of things listed in that plan to reduce carbon emissions.
Solar, wind, the whole gamut.
Exactly, and they're all very important things to do, and this plan has a greater impact than most of them. For example, one of the very good ideas in that plan is a solar roofs initiative that the City of Ann Arbor has already started. That would install solar panels on 5,000 roofs in the City of Ann Arbor. The transit proposal that's being voted on May 6th would have a greater carbon impact than the solar roofs initiative. There's a new plan in Ann Arbor that's being rolled out very soon to start a bike sharing program. Another terrific program. The bus proposal, the transit proposal, would have a greater carbon impact than the bike sharing program, and on and on and on. This would have a big impact on climate emissions, on air and water pollution, on traffic and parking problems.
David Fair with you on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Mike Garfield. Mike is Executive Director of the Ecology Center and our guest this week on Issues of the Environment. We've been talking about the environmental benefits of expanded AAATA service, should a May tax question win voter approval. But Mike, there are several public transit questions to be decided in Ann Arbor and Southeast Michigan region in the years to come, all of which have potential economic and environmental benefit. We're talking about the Wally train system from Livingston County down into the Ann Arbor area, a regional transit system that would connect us all the way out to Chicago.
I should be clear that the things you're mentioning are not part of the package on May the 6th.
Correct. But it does play into the idea of public transportation as a means to a better environmental end.
Absolutely. And the Ecology Center supports those initiatives that you mentioned. Those proposals are part of redesigning our communities as healthier places where you can get where you need to go through public transportation. For 60 years, we've designed Southeast Michigan in ways that force people to rely on their cars to get where they need to go. There are all sorts of downsides to that. It's bad for our health. It's bad for development. It's bad for it's bad for our impact on farmland and natural areas. It's bad for the economy. In so many ways, it makes life difficult for people, and from a very practical level, for people just to get around as they get older, if they have disabilities, if they just need to get to a job, or they want to, or they want to get around town without having to rely on a car, it makes life really difficult. And what may happen over the next several years is that we have better bus service in Ann Arbor as by virtue of this May 6th proposal, and an ability to get around the greater region more easily with public transportation.
And wouldn't that kind of public transportation potentially have an impact to drive people back towards our urban centers?
I think a lot of factors are already changing the way people decide where they want to live and where development is happening. You look all around the country and there's been increasing urbanization. And with it, there have been investments in transit by metropolitan regions, again, across the United States. I think in Southeast Michigan, what we're seeing right now is more economic development and residential development in Ann Arbor, and we need buses to serve what's already happening there. In Ypsilanti and perhaps in the future in Detroit and throughout the metropolitan region, I think better transit service could drive some of that economic development and infill development.
We're talking with Mike Garfield of the Ecology Center, and this is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I think we've clearly established your support and the Ecology Center's support for the upcoming May 6th transit millage. The group Better Transit Now is opposed to this millage in particular. In fact, they say they're actually in favor of enhanced service, but believes the AATA can do so without an additional millage, and by simply making budget cuts and better utilizing its current resources, it can create the new services it proposes.
What I hear them saying is that they support expanding the ride services, they just don't want to pay for it. and frankly, we don't get anything for free in this world, and I think they're either being disingenuous or they're just disconnected from reality.
Well, they like to use the U of M bus system as an example of a system that is running far more efficiently than the ride.
When you compare the ride to peer services around the country, it runs more efficiently, more cost-effectively than other bus systems that are comparable. I'm afraid comparing the ride service to U of M's is simply not a fair comparison. You've got a very simple system that U of M has to run between North Campus and Central Campus. You're taking a huge number of students from one side of town to another, back and forth repeatedly. Ride's running a more complicated system from Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti that wasn't built for transit. When you compare the Ann Arbor Ypsilanti system to peer communities, the ride is actually 17% more cost effective in getting people where they need to go. When you look at AAATA's cost per passenger moved, and that's the metric you should be looking at, the service we have in the Ann Arbor area is very cost effective.
So to bring it back to what the topic is, which is issues of the environment, there is no question in your mind that passage of this millage is going to be beneficial to the environment of the Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti Township and Washtenaw County area.
It's going to be great for the environment. It's one of the most important things we can do for the environment. And it's good for seniors, it's good for people with disabilities, it's good for workers, and it's good for jobs. It's good for this community.
Mike, we'll see how it turns out on May 6th.
Looking forward to it.
That is Mike Garfield. He is the Executive Director of the Ecology Center. I'm David Fair. You've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a segment produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. It's heard every Wednesday during Morning Edition, and you'll hear it only on 89.1 WEMU.